Mr. Speaker, that was Gary Humble from Friday. What do you say when being essentially accused of trying to silence the little man with this particular part of the amendment?
Well, that amendment has nothing to do with what he just said. That's the funny thing. We're not 60 days before an election of state. There's nothing that says that he can't express himself and put up his videos. There's nothing that says that he can pay himself a salary out of Tennessee Stands, however much that is. I mean, no one's asking for that to be reported yet as part of expenditures. And so he can continue to do exactly what he's been doing. There's nothing there that's stopping him. All we're saying is if you get within 60 days of an election, then you need to say where you spent your money. And so he can continue doing what he wants to do. And, you know, he can take whatever take he wants. I see this for him merely as a mechanism to continue to trying to get non-disclosed contributions to his 501c4, which in turn, theoretically, he could turn around and use for himself in his own campaign and not disclose that he got money from other individuals. This is the same thing that George Soros is doing in campaigns. He's opening up 501c4s, putting in millions of dollars, and going after conservative candidates. And so all we're saying is it shouldn't matter if you're conservative or if you're a liberal organization or nonpartisan organization. We're treating everybody the same, whether you're George Soros or Gary Humble. We're just saying that if you spend money within a 60-day window from a 501c4 more than $5,000, you just have to report where you spent it. It's pretty cool.